Okay, it's up to you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There's none.
Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. It's not necessary that you speak, though, in order to register your approval or disapproval, as the board will ask for a show of hands either way. The board may ask questions of any of the witnesses as well as anyone who does choose to speak. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we'd appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9646, Rehoboth Beach Film Society, northeast of Route 1, 900 feet south of Road 283, a special use exception to erect a tent for a special event.
Good evening.
You need to be sworn in, ma'am, please.
Name and address.
Sue Early, personal address?
Need an address.
107 Truett Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear a testimony you're about to give true and correct best knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this tent?
Every year we host the annual Rehoboth Beach Independent Film Festival at the Movies at Midway Shopping Center. This year it's our ninth. And we utilize 8 theaters for showing over 200 screenings of films. And then we would like to erect a tent in the back parking lot. It's not visible from Route 1. And that's where we sell tickets, have membership, have sponsor tables, and have a social area where people can sit in between the films. We put a huge program out every year. And besides being a quality cultural event, this also provides an economic boost for the local businesses in the shoulder season. We generate a large audience of people from Delaware and other mid-Atlantic states. It's a 5-day event. Actually, at the theater, it's a 4-day event, Thursday through Sunday. We'd like to have the tent put up on Tuesday. Wednesday, the 8th, we set up the interior of it, and it comes down right away Monday morning, the 13th. And we do provide security every night from closing till 7 o'clock the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It appears in your diagram that it'll consume about 20 parking spaces. How do you intend to accommodate those additional vehicles?
There's the huge front parking area in front of the shopping center, and in back of the shopping center, there's a huge area all the way, the whole width of the complex. So yes, we're going to take up about 20 spaces, but there's plenty of other parking all around that shopping complex.
I'm sorry, when did you say this was?
November 8th through the 12th.
Okay.
Every year?
Every year.
Every year.
Okay. How have you accommodated people in the years before now?
Well, when we first started out, we were situated at the Rehoboth Mall, which had a great social area inside the mall. When we moved to the Movies at Midway complex, because the Rehoboth Mall Theater was closed, the first year we used a vacant storefront, and it was very small. And so that's why there's a need for a tent.
This is your first year for the tent?
No, I have to be honest with you. We did not know of this code, and so we have operated without knowing that we needed this, and once we found out that we needed it, we applied.
Okay.
Did you have the same size tent last year?
Yes.
How did you make out with that back there?
It was great.
No trouble parking or anything like that?
No. I mean, you know, the complex does get crowded. It's a big event. But there's also parking at the bank across the street, which is closed on the weekend, and over across the street at Super Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Last year, the first time you used the tent?
Second time.
Second time.
We really didn't know. This is not a publicized code that we were aware of.
Okay.
You're coming in now.
I'm sorry?
You're coming in now.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9646, as I don't feel that it present a problem or change of character in the neighborhood for 5 days.
For a period of 5 years. Okay.
Five days.
And there, second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9646. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to let you know, this year's festival, we're featuring the premiere of three films that were filmed and premiered in Delaware. Estamos Aquí is about the growing Guatemalan population in Georgetown. For Life is about the Rehoboth Beach Beach Patrol. They've now been in operation for over 80 years. And also the Stone House, which was filmed in Milton. So I hope everybody will come.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.